A bully and a thug, National's newest MP, has admitted he physically and mentally hurt other students while he was at school. Sam Uffendale was kicked out of King's College 22 years ago after beating a 13-year-old in his dorm. The incident has followed him to Parliament this week and has flung the National Party into damage control. We'll hear from the leader, Christopher Luxon, shortly, but first here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
National Sam Uffendale was sworn in as an MP just 7 days ago. Now the Tauranga MP's under pressure for his behaviour as a teenager.
I was effectively a bully.
Mr Uffendale was expelled from Auckland's King's College when he was 16 for assaulting a younger student.
We ran into the third former's dorm, raided them with three other students, and I punched a student in there numerous times in the arm and the body, and they were hurt from that experience.
Mr Uffendale says he was a bit of a thug at school and hurt an unknown number of fellow students, both physically and mentally.
I mean, I might have tackled a few people or punched a few people, you know, like a
Mr Uffendale says the incident at King's College was by far the worst, and he told National about it when he put his hand up to represent the party in the Tauranga by-election.
I made a full and clear written and verbal statement around what had happened.
According to National leader Christopher Luxon, that statement was then flagged with the party's candidate selection panel.
And there was deep exploration of this issue with Sam, with that selection panel.
Mr Luxon says the selection panel concluded Mr Uffendale is a changed man.
And he is a good candidate, he's a high integrity person, and he's of good character.
But the panel members were the only ones in the know. National's 60 regional delegates who ultimately chose Mr Uffendale to represent National in the by-election were never told. What's more, Mr Luxon and the public first learned of the assault yesterday. It's not clear who made the decision not to tell delegates, the party leader and the public about the incident.
I should have been informed rather than finding out yesterday. The delegates ultimately should have been informed. And most importantly, I think the voters in Tauranga should have been informed so they can form their own judgement and should have had that information in the campaign.
Senior MP Todd McClay was National's campaign chair for the Tauranga by-election and was a member of the selection panel. He was asked why he didn't flag the matter with his leader.
Well, look, it's not my role as a campaign chair to talk directly to the leader about things that has happened in that selection process. It then goes back to the party and it becomes their responsibility.
In hindsight, Mr Uffendale says he should have been more upfront with the public.
We probably should have given clearer and front-footed that. Ultimately, we didn't, and you know, we are where we are today.
Mr Uffendale was elected MP for Tauranga just 7 weeks ago. He says he wants to continue representing the electorate.
I want to use my position to do good.
Mr Luxon says Mr Uffendale has his support.
He needs to be able to build back trust with the voters in Tauranga and make sure that he is a person, and demonstrating as we go into the next election that he's a person of good character and importantly a good MP for them.
The day of damage control follows the latest political poll showing National and ACT could form a government at the next election. Mr Luxon says to spend the day fronting another National Party candidate selection blunder rather than the poll result has been immensely frustrating.